Good morning and welcome to ASI's Tuesday Morning Show, where ASI's most outspoken editors talk promo products. I'm Melinda Lagos, editor-in-chief of ASI's magazines, and April showers are prevalent here in our home offices in Trevo.
Where are we?
Trevo, Pennsylvania.
We're in a treehouse in Pennsylvania.
Like little elves.
Joe Haley, our managing editor, is here this morning. Joe, I know you like April because you get to play April Fool's jokes on people, don't you?
Yes, I do.
You had any good ones last week?
They were kind of weak. Kinda.
There's always next year. Andy Cohen, editor of Counselor Magazine, is here. And in a little April Fool's joke of my own, I told some of our staffers that Andy's wife was pregnant with triplets. Andy, are you glad that's not true?
Quite glad.
Kathy Houston, editor of Advantages Magazine, is here this morning. Kathy, so glad you decided to join us.
Thank you.
46 yesterday.
Yes,
happy
I did.
Birthday.
Happy birthday.
46
you.
On 46.
And thanks for telling her age. I'm sure she's...
That's okay.
That's fine. Yeah. I tell everybody.
She's careening towards 50, but that's okay.
Happy birthday.
And, of course, we've got Michelle Bell, editor of Supplier Global Resource Magazine, here this morning. And on weeks like this, when Michelle likes to tell people she's on deadline and can't be bothered. Is that right, Michelle?
Every day she says that.
Why are you doing it with the air quotes?
You always say on deadline. Because none of the rest of us are ever on deadline. So
we don't have any of those.
You're better schedules of your time than I am.
Our tech team, of course, is ready this morning. The Hawkinator is handling any sound issues.
I thought it was the Shockinator.
It's Hawkinator.
No, I think Steve it's Shockinator.
Hawkinator.
Get it?
Shocking off.
And he's wearing a Michelle Bell button. That's kind of curious. Samantha Faith-Faith is manning the phones, and you'll hear her voice if you call us during the show this morning at 215-953-4979 and tell us what markets you're finding success with right now. If we put you on the air, we will send you a $25 Visa gift card. Start dialing now at 215-953-4979. Joe, tell us what's on tap for today's show.
Well, thank you, Melinda. Birthday girl Kathy Houston is going to tell us about some major changes in some big markets out there. Also, like Melinda said, if you need help with markets, give us a call at 215-953-4979, or you can also email us at radio@asicentral.com. There's a Dow Jones hanky out there, and Michelle's going to blow that story up for us. Kathy will let you know about a new candy bar marketed to women. Hey, Upper Deck announced the rollout of American Idol trading cards.
Hey.
So we're going to talk about that today. Why the That's office oddball is good for business. Naturally, Kathy will fill us in on that one. New York is banning bottles that contain BPA, and Michelle will let us know what effect this will have on industry suppliers. I'm going to talk about some new concert promo taxes for the upcoming spring and summer tours. Trips from Hell. Andy has some airline horror stories he'd like to share. I've got a new rant today, as usual.
That's my own little rant.
Is it soccer-related?
It's not soccer-related. Okay. Give me a ho!
Ho!
Kathy, she's going to let us know about a hot trend right now. All this, but first, the industry news in 60 seconds.
He's picking on Kathy. It's just terrible.
It's not the first time.
Well, in some breaking news, Midwest Vaco has announced a distribution agreement with Beacon Promotions. Beacon will now be the exclusive provider in the ad specialty market of Mead's line of ready reference planners, calendars, and date books. The transaction effectively removes Midwest Vaco from being a direct supplier in the market, and the deal has resulted in the company eliminating approximately 106 positions from its facility in Sydney, New York. Beacon now immediately assumes operational responsibilities on the product line. In another licensing deal, Rivers End Trading Company signed an agreement with TaylorMade Adidas Golf to provide the Ashworth line of products to the corporate market. Ashworth was acquired last year by TaylorMade. Rivers End says it is immediately adding Ashworth items to its 2009 product line. And in acquisition news, Integris Brand Solutions purchased D Designs. The two Canadian companies officially came together last week after talking about possible deals since late last year. The combined operations will have more than 50 employees, and Integris says the deal will help expand its reach in the Canadian market. Plus, later on today in Promogram, we'll have a brand new episode of The Joe Show. Joe, what are you showing today?
Life's a beach, Andy.
Life is a beach, Joe.
Yes.
That means we're heading
to the
beach.
Are you going to be in a bathing suit?
I will be sporting my Speedo.
Everybody be forewarned.
That ought to be an episode that gets lots of hits.
Fantastic. Well, thanks,
or
Andy.
Or Mrs.
Well, there are plenty of bright spots in the economy right now. And this morning, we'd like to hear what markets are profitable right now for members of the industry. Remember, if you call us at 215-953-4979 and we put you on the air, we will send a Visa gift card your way. And our phones are lighting up on line two. We have Judd Karofsky from Zagware. Good morning, Judd.
How are you?
Good. How are you doing?
Hey, Judd.
Hey, Michelle. How are you?
Good, thanks.
Thanks for calling in. Judd, what markets are working for you right now?
Actually, one market we see a very healthy trend in, and it's sort of ironic that we're coming to the end of the school year, but anything relating to schools, PTA, town associations, we're seeing actually a double-digit growth in. It has never been part of our business model. We actually stumbled on it completely by accident, but have gone out on a limb and hired two people recently to specifically target that part of or that target market. Again, anything relating to schools, spirit wear, so on and so forth. So they're still spending. You know, the soccer team still needs their T-shirts. You know, the PTA still needs the spirit wear. The schools are definitely not cutting back. If anything, they're increasing their spend right now.
Yeah, well, double digit. I mean, the education market's always strong, but that's some healthy growth. Mm-hmm. Do you think this is a regional thing or something?
You know what? I don't have the bandwidth to really, note. Is it a regional or is it a national thing? But it's not a local thing, I'll tell you that much, in terms of just the, where our offices are. It's sort of the whole tri-state area we sort of reached out to, and it's growing. And again, I say it's never really been part of our business model. It's never really been a target market that we've gone after, but, by accident going after it or stumbling upon it and then just seeing the double-digit growth and reaching out to a couple of my local screen printers and embroiderers that we contract some business to, they are sharing the exact same sentiments that a lot of their business right now, they'd be dying, quote unquote, if it wasn't for the local schools, PTAs and so on and so forth. So it's not just, you're hearing it from, essentially the horse's mouth.
Yeah, I think it is actually a national thing because we're hearing from distributors like yourself, Judd, that are hitting up the schools big time lately. I think it's almost like a back to basics type of thing. It tends to be a traditionally good market, and now it's staying that way. And many distributors are sort of relying on schools and the education market overall to keep up their sales.
Colleges and universities in particular, too, because there's such competition these days, and people are losing their jobs and going back to school, actually. So there's a lot of branding needs for colleges.
Mm-hmm.
Sure.
Absolutely. The issue you get into with the college is when you have to deal with the CLC or get the collegiate licenses and so on and so forth. And, a lot of them are tied up either at this stage of the game. It's unbelievable. You watch some sports now on television and, between Nike, Under Armour, and Adidas, that the wraps that they have on these schools, and then how that really transcends down all the way to just the basic T-shirts, all has to go through, whether it be Reebok or Adidas at this stage of the game, instead of Reebok rather than versus Nike and so on and so forth. But it's hard. It's not, especially when you run the type of business like we do, going after, your local high school for, a couple hundred T-shirts, this or that, is really, it's not necessarily that enticing. But, at the same point in time, when you start adding those orders up, you look at the margin that you're making on those orders as well. It becomes appetizing. You're real, real healthy margins. The larger orders, across the board, they're still out there, They are definitely still out there. You just have to find them. But yet your margins are being drastically reduced. We're also seeing some growth in anything that relates to, let's call it your GWP or your PWP market, anything that helps in the sale of a product. For example, if you give me another second here, we have a large apparel company we do business with. They did a gift with purchase about 3 weeks ago for denim. They generally sell about 250 to 300 pair of jeans per door per week. They did a simple gift with purchase, buy a pair of jeans, get a free umbrella. They went to about 800 pairs of jeans that week. I got a phone call the next day, and the guy said to me, I want to set up a promotion, gift with purchase, every single month for the next 6 months, starting with Mother's Day. So anything that directly ties to the success and or sale of an item, it looks like people are willing to maybe make that purchase they wouldn't have normally made if they're getting something for it.
Well, that's great news, Judd. Thanks so much for calling in. So at the education market and gift with purchase market. Judd, hold on the line so we can get you your Visa gift card.
Thank you.
Thanks, John.
And on line three, we have Derek this morning, who is a distributor. Good morning, Derek.
Hello. How's everybody doing?
We're good, thanks. Derek, what markets are you having success with right now?
Golf. Golf is good for me. Golf. I'm Chase Manufacturing Inc., so I just do a lot of golf products.
Oh, golf.
Yes.
I thought he said golf.
I thought he said golf, too. I'm like, well,
it's a unique market.
So you providing things for golf tournaments and events, basically?
Yes, yes. And my question is that everyone seems to be talking about Obama's stimulus package, but
yes.
are there any markets that will see growth that I should be targeting?
I think there are. I mean, for sure, government. I think in the stimulus package, it says that there's 3.5 million new jobs that are supposed to be created. So based on that, I mean, certain markets within that will start to emerge.
The green market, too.
The green market.
There's a lot of stimulus for that.
Alternative energy. The package includes $50 billion to be spent and $20 billion in tax provisions. So that's going to be an area that's growing.
Okay.
Well, there you have it, Derek. Thanks for calling in and stay on the line.
Thank you.
We have another caller on line one, Sandy. Good morning, Sandy.
Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you? Where are you from, Sandy?
I'm right outside Philadelphia.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So you have a hot market or a question for
us? Well, actually, I have a question. I used to do well with pharmaceuticals, but now not so much. And I'm looking for, actually, maybe your tips for what are the top two or three markets that are sort of showing some growth now that I might have a little more success selling to. I heard you say education. Was there anything?
Well, if you're familiar with pharmaceuticals, I would try to expand that to healthcare because the healthcare market is definitely growing right now, especially for ad specialty distributors. So hospitals and a new area that that is really picking up is these sort of like minute clinics that are popping up
like
in CVS and Caremark and Walgreens and those types of places. They're really trying to promote their services and get the word out that, you know, people can get easy health care just in a retail environment. So that's something you might want to take a look at.
But I wouldn't totally give up on pharmaceuticals.
Nope.
We have a Counselor magazine story. Has that come out yet, Andy?
Yes. It's in the April issue,
the current issue. And it talks about how to still sell to those markets. Because, as you may know, some of the guidelines let you still use promotional products that are educational.
Mm-hmm.
What would be some examples of that, Andy?
Well, a lot of things that can be put into kits. So anything that can belong in a kit, a bag, which can hold the information in a kit, pad folios, even pens that go with sort of journals and those types of things. Mm-hmm. There's also some creative products that pharmaceutical companies are buying that give information on the drugs that they're providing to doctors.
Mm-hmm.
So, you just have to think a little bit creatively and look for the educational outlets that pharmaceutical companies can provide.
Yeah, check out the April issue of Counselor.
I would also say not-for-profit, nonprofits, mm-hmm. because, people
That's
tend to
one.
Think that they don't have any money, mm-hmm. and they do. I mean, and right now, they're looking for new and creative ways to generate cash for their different charities.
Mm-hmm. We actually have a great session coming up at ASI Chicago in July on selling to nonprofits. And I think the title is making profits with nonprofits, because I think there is a myth that they aren't spenders, mm-hmm. which is not true.
Catchy title.
Yes, isn't it now? Thanks so much, Sandy. Stay on the line.
All right.
Now, Kathy, I know that Advantages recently ran a story that talked about some major changes in some of the biggest markets for ad specialties. We've already mentioned pharmaceuticals. But I know the story talked about how distributors are having to change their selling approaches to some of those markets.
Right.
Give us a couple of those markets.
Well, education we touched upon with Judd saying that it's a double-digit growth market for him.
Mm-hmm.
And that's true because, like I said, colleges and universities, they want you to become their branding expert. They're trying to establish their brands, get kids to apply to their universities. And you should try and offer products that drive them to the web.
Mm-hmm.
Like USB thumb drives, things like that are popular.
Sure.
Also, we've talked about this before, but kids are getting in their acceptance packages things like pennants, like class of 2012.
Sure.
Things that, promote team spirit. Everybody wants to be part of the team. And the technology sector, you should become a value-added solutions provider and actually establish yourself as part of their marketing team. Because with cost cuts, a lot of them are downsizing their marketing departments. So they look to you to be a marketing expert.
Great. Mm-hmm. What's another top market that has some changes?
The financial market, still,
sure.
Things are tough there, but they are looking to reestablish their credibility. So
mm-hmm.
then again, you go about rebuilding their reputations and establishing their brands.
Big job for someone.
That's right.
That's
big
great.
Job.
Well, thanks very much.
Big job. Somebody's got to do it.
Well, some of us may have teared up over the last few months looking at our 401ks and reading the financial news. Has anyone here shed a tear yet?
No.
Not Joe me. Looks like he's crying right now.
No, I'm good.
I was poor to begin with.
I'm consciously not even looking. I don't even look at my statements.
I don't look either.
Because I figure it's cyclical. It'll bounce back.
So you've buried your head in the sand, basically.
Mm-hmm. Happily so.
Ignorance
we're in total denial.
Bliss.
Happily so.
Okay, well, a promotional product has come to the rescue of people who are crying over their finances, and Michelle can tell us more
finances.
About it.
It's called the Dow Jones Hanky, and it's a linen handkerchief being sold at Design Glut, designglut.com, and where they carry a lot of culturally relevant products. And basically what it is, and we'll have this on our website after we're done with the show, but we'll have an image of it, but it's got a kind of little graph line that takes a steep dive indicating, you know, people's 401k plans and things like that. But I think it's an interesting and clever use of a promotional product showing how it can be culturally relevant.
Absolutely.
And I think that people, suppliers maybe can, you know, pay attention to things that go on in the news and things that go on in pop culture and just have some fun with promotional products. You know, it's clearly not a long-lasting product, but for
Correct.
The moment, it could be something that could sell well.
Oh, I'm sure that's popular. Well, you know, Tim Andrews talked about it at ASI New York on our show about how he had to say goodbye to the recession party, and he had about 20 different promotional products that he gave out, which
this would have
I
been
think
perfect.
Would be collector's items.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
In martini glasses, and they were all branded with his Say Goodbye to the Recession logo. So, all right. Well, there you have it, the Dow Jones Hanky. All right. Well, we know that women make most of the purchasing decisions for the household these days. Sorry, Joe and Andy. Maybe that's
I'm
why
good with
they
it.
Know
yeah,
it.
Okay.
They know it.
No problems there.
I still don't need the hanky.
Wow. Well, maybe that's why a new candy is being marketed exclusively to women. Candy? Candy. I just called you Candy. Kathy, tell
I'm
us
change
more.
My name to Candy.
Tell us about
like
it.
You look a little bit like a candy.
All right. Well, Mars is coming out with its first candy brand since Twix nearly 20 years ago.
Wow.
I love Twix.
Me
but
too.
Anyway, the new candy bar is a low-calorie chocolate dubbed Fling, and it's aimed at women.
Fling?
Fling.
Fling.
Have a fling.
That's an interesting name
so
for
Mars
a candy
is encouraging
bar.
Women to have a fling, and they're saying it's naughty, but not that naughty.
Well, then what's the point?
Nice.
So in the first commercial that recently broke, a woman appears to enter a dressing room occupied by a man. And the two of them are getting undressed and proceeding to act naughty. But then the camera pans over to the top of the fitting rooms, revealing that they are actually in two separate dressing rooms, and she's secretly nibbling on a fling. So it's all about making a woman feel like they're having a little fun, but they're not doing anything that they should feel really guilty about. Right, because it's low calorie.
Well, that's
the no-guilt candy bar?
No-guilt candy bar, right.
Huh. Interesting.
Yeah. Have you tasted this?
No, I haven't.
You haven't had a fling?
I haven't had a fling. No.
I think we need flings.
I think we need
we'll get some flings.
I should have brought a bag of them today for our show.
One of us has flings all the time. I'm good.
Well, two of us are in need of a fling, I think. Well, speaking of marketing to women, ASI had a keynote speaker at ASI New York last month, Mary Lou Quinlan, who gave some enlightening tips on how to market to women. Andy, I know you got to spend some quality time with Mary Lou.
And I did.
What did she have to say? Even had a fling with Mary Lou.
We did not share a fling, but we shared some time talking about how to market to women. And she has a few great tips that I think are really good for our audience specifically. The first is to never make mistakes. Women are more keen at noticing errors.
You mean like
wait, right? What?
Like typos
don't make mistakes in any of your marketing materials.
And like that. Yeah.
And literally anything.
That.
Any
That's
communication
true.
That you have with any customer, obviously, but women are more keen at noticing these things than men. And also
we're perfect.
Take it to heart when they make their purchasing decisions. Men are more apt to sort of gloss over it, and they may notice the error, but gloss over the fact that the company made an error in their when they're making that purchasing decision. But women don't forget, Joe.
No, but well, that's shocking.
Yeah.
Okay.
Really?
Well,
that's
you,
shocking. Wow.
All right. Well, here's a creative promotional product idea for American Idol fans. All right. Who in this room is a fan? Raise your hand.
Yay.
All right. 3 out of 5 of us. And Andy?
Former fan.
You're a lapsed fan. I know
Former
that.
Fan.
You should be a fan.
By the way, who do you guys think is going to win this year?
Adam.
Adam Lambert.
Yeah, I think they should just stop it right now. Put
I'm
us all
serious.
Out of our misery. Give him the trophy.
Adam End is it. Like.
Well, if you're
no,
in your misery,
I wanna see him sing
then why
week?
Are you watching?
Huh? No,
you said put us all out of our misery.
Great.
Why
he's
are you
entertaining?
Watching?
It's worth it just to watch Adam.
It is.
Okay.
So Adam Lambert.
I love
it's on
him.
Tonight, in fact. 8 to 9, though. Only 1 hour tonight. Aww. Anyway.
Are you promoting the show for some particular reason?
Anyway, Joe, tell us about a new promotional product for Idol fans.
April 21st, that is the rollout day of Upper Deck collectible cards that feature American Idols. They'll have 130 exciting cards from the number one show in America is how it's being built. They'll be randomly inserted autograph cards from Season 8 participants. They have these lenticular cards. You know what those are? You know, you move it, and it's going to change. It's going to be like the Hollywood makeover, what they looked like before
and
what they looked like afterwards. Like, what's that guy who plays the piano?
Clay Aiken?
Well, yeah. I mean, from that nerdy look to the, you know, that crazy...
less nerdy.
Yeah.
And then who's the guy now who plays the piano?
Scott McIntyre.
Scott,
they did a crazy thing with his hair last week.
Well, yeah, well, last week it looked like he came to the show, you know, drove the whole way in a convertible, you know, hanging his head out the window.
I don't like his new look.
I don't like it either.
And Lil Rounds all of a sudden has a whole new hairdo,
too. Yeah, she has it must be a wig.
Anyway, there's going to be, you know...
can we move on?
Michelle and Andy are rolling their eyes.
There's going to be...
In a pained fashion.
You want to see Lil Rounds, Andy. Anyway, how do people get these
cards? I'd rather have a flame.
You can go to any store that sells trading cards. Jimmy Kimmel actually did a little spot that's funny. You can find it on YouTube. He says that American Idol is now doing trading cards, much like baseball cards, I guess for kids who want to get beat up is how he portrayed it. But, you know, trading cards are pretty neat. The local police department in Edmonton Township, all the police have their own trading cards. Even the canine units, they have cards for the dogs. And it's a good way to, you know...
Kids have them on soccer teams, too. My daughters get them.
Right.
Yeah, with the police, they'll stop and talk to the kids, and they'll hand out their cards. And so, you know, the kids are, you know... building a relationship with the police department.
It's definitely a great promotional idea.
Oh, absolutely.
Now, you just have to tell me, though, are you going to get a Carrie Underwood card and put it under your pillow at night? Yes or no?
He already has one.
I will not. I will not. There's no more room.
Ah, all right then.
Thanks, Steve.
Well, if you're looking for a creative way to motivate your staff, a new article says you should consider inviting an oddball to the office. I think we have enough in the office without inviting one. But anyway, Kath, what is this all about?
Who do you think's the oddest ball in our office?
Matt George.
Yeah, Matt George. Hi, Matt, if you're listening.
He's definitely listening.
Okay, well, you're supposed to get an oddball to join in your meetings because you want to steer away from groupthink where everybody agrees with each other. So it's good to get an odd point of view.
So to invite someone, you know, as a speaker or something to shake things up, is that
right,
the point?
Or even, you know, like we would call Matt George into our very professional meeting and he would give us a different take. But it says a dreaded groupthink has produced some of history's worst ideas like Bay of Pigs, bundled mortgages, Mission Accomplished, and New Coke,
that's
Mission,
right.
Yeah, and Mission Accomplished was bad too.
So according to a new study published in this Personality and Social Psychology Bulletin, the mere presence of a newcomer in any group may be all it takes to turn stagnant thinking into fresh thinking and bad ideas into good ones.
I think the concept's good, but have you guys ever been to a meeting or something where there's some wacky speaker that does really cheesy things? Like, I went to a conference once, and the guy started throwing around one of those kush balls.
Oh, yeah.
And everyone's catching it and smiling, and it was so much fun.
Oh, my God.
I mean, so, I don't know. I totally agree with it, but I think you need the right
oddball. Yeah, sometimes it's too weird. And you're like...
I think it just speaks to the fact that you need to have somebody to come in who has a strong enough personality to speak against the grain.
That's right. True.
I agree with that.
Shake things up.
They don't have to be like all out weird. They could be just like a naysayer.
Yeah, I think that the message there is important, actually. Right. I think.
But I'm with you, Melinda. I've been in like, you know, conferences and meetings where the speaker, and I hate this, makes everybody get up and like do exercises.
Oh, I hate that too.
And as we all know, there's nothing I loathe more than physical activity.
And exercise.
Well, there you have it. Bring an oddball to the office. Well, BPA is in the news again, this time in the state of New York. Michelle, give us a scoop.
Well, a suburban New York county has adopted the nation's first ban on a controversial chemical used to make baby bottles and toddler sippy cups. The measure was passed by legislators in Long Island, Suffolk County last month and signed into law by the county executive Steve Levy. It bans the sale of young children's beverage containers made with bisphenol A or BPA. Several states, including California, Oregon, Washington, and Hawaii, are considering bans, but Suffolk is the first place in the nation to enact one. Canada announced in October it was banning BPA in baby bottles. Wah is my response to that.
Wah?
Yeah.
You're fired.
What?
Fired.
Wow, Donald Trump just showed up for some reason.
Where did he come in? So
my God,
think,
how did we all live so long with chemicals in our baby bottles?
Yeah, but look at us.
Look at us. Yeah, look what happened.
I think it's people being, as always, reactionary and crazy and
do
overly paranoid.
Do you think this will have any impact on industry suppliers? Or?
I will. I mean, I do. I think that they'll have to, you know, adjust their manufacturing processes.
A lot of look right now at BPA, not just in baby bottles, but in all sorts of water bottles, sport bottles, everything. And so it's a big issue. There's a lot of suppliers that within the past year have come out with a full BPA-free line.
Yeah, the USA
simply because of that.
U.S. government's looking at it as well.
Yeah, absolutely.
But look at all the change. How many stainless steel water bottles do we see in the industry now? I think that, you know, a lot of suppliers have changed over the lines.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Kathy, especially in Advantages and the showcases,
you're
getting more and more of the stainless steel bottles.
Well, when one door closes, another door opens, Joe. There's always an opportunity.
I think we're going to see a lot more legislation like this from the states, it sounds like.
You absolutely. As it regards baby bottles, it's going to go across the board.
Mm-hmm. I would like to see it based on fact, though, and not paranoia.
Well, there you have
it. It is not just paranoia. But we actually have a report on this in Promogram later today.
Oh, we'll check it out.
Mm-hmm.
Is anyone here planning on seeing any concerts this summer?
My boys hit me up. They said they want to go see the Killers that they're playing someplace.
Ooh, I'm going to see the Killers.
Not the
May
Jonas Brothers?
In Camden.
I'm going to see you, too.
Did you get tickets?
Yes, I did.
How did you get
yesterday,
tickets?
Yesterday, $100 each.
Thanks for offering to get me
some. Yeah, where's
Giant
my tics?
Giant Stadium.
Ooh, I'm right there.
That's awesome.
Nice. I'll meet you there.
Okay.
Thanks for offering.
All right. Well, anyway, Joe's got the skinny on some new promotional tactics that concert organizers are employing. Joe, what's going on?
Well, you know, sometimes the cost of tickets are a little prohibitive. I mean, $100 for U2, that's a pretty steep price. So what some of these bands are doing, like No Doubt, everyone knows who No Doubt is.
Yep.
Offering is they're offering free downloads for their entire catalog for anyone who purchases tickets to their concerts.
That's
coming
cool.
up. Yeah, which is a good thing.
That's
you
a good
can
value.
Get it. Yeah, and you can get excited about that concert building up. That you have all their music you can listen to. Also, there's a band called Coachella,
mm-hmm.
and I've never heard of them.
It's a concert festival.
Oh, okay, it's a festival. Well, it's $269 for the tickets. That's really steep.
Well, there's a bunch of bands in it.
Right,
why.
But what they're doing is they're offering up a layaway plan, much like some department stores will do. You can buy 50%. You can pay 50% plus the Ticketmaster fees up front, and then you can pay the remaining balance in installments of 10% each time.
That's a
until
good
you
deal.
Pay off the whole ticket price. So they're just trying to find ways to incentivize
mm-hmm.
their
Maybe you
fans.
Maybe Pauline should go and camp out.
To where? Coachella?
Uh-huh.
Well, I don't know any of the bands playing. It's been a while.
Last time it was a band.
I thought it was a band. Yeah, honestly.
Joe could start the mosh pit.
You know, it's like
cool.
It's been a while since I've been to a concert. Last one was the Rolling Stones. It was 2 years ago.
It does seem like people are getting creative, and I would think that would be a good opportunity for distributors to get involved with some of these promotions.
Sure. How would anyone promote Katy Perry?
Kiss a girl.
Yeah.
Chapstick. Oh,
thank you, Kathy.
Cherry chapstick.
There you go. My God. That should have been the first thing.
I'm surprised you know who Katy Perry is, actually.
Well, I know, because that song is inane. What about Lady Gaga?
It is
speaking
song.
Of inane, anyone see her last week?
Yeah, she's crazy.
Week?
Can I just
what
ask what
that?
The zipper thing was on her
on
face?
Her eye.
I
that was terrible.
No idea. That was
but she
just
does have some pretty good songs.
That, oh.
My poker face.
If you don't
face.
Look at her.
Not that one she sang last week.
My
wow. What just happened?
I turned into Lady Gaga.
We spiraled down quickly.
So I heard someone say they'd love to see the Goo Goo Dolls tour with her, because then it would be the Goo Goo Gaga tour. Anyway, business travel.
Thank
as
you,
many
Steve.
And many
you
as wild, know,
he was laughing.
That was not bad.
Business travel can often be grueling, as a lot of us know. But today you can take some heart into hearing about the misfortune of some other traveling executives. Andy's got some ugly stories for us this morning, don't you, Andy?
Very ugly. There's a new website that we found. It is called flightsfromhell.com, where people can share their stories of awful flights. And we've all had our fair share. They put some creative headlines to some of these stories. Let me share a couple with you. There's Titanic toddler creates tumult, wifey punched by elderly sleepwalker, and lip-locked, tousle-haired 20-somethings. So, obviously, people are bothered. There's also, of course, Mr. Poopy Pants.
Now,
anybody have any guess as to what that may have been?
Well, what happened?
That was not a grown man who allegedly soiled himself 10 minutes into a flight from Florida all the way to Minnesota and sat in it. The whole way.
That's just
he
so
couldn't get
I was not
changing.
On this
you know,
flight, thankfully, and I did not sit
next
to this
one of those drugs
person.
Like Viagra or something where, you know those...
Oh, is that what it does
to you? You know they have those disclaimers?
Cancel my prescription.
They have those horrible disclaimers on TV on some of those drugs, and it'll say, caution, this causes, you know, a sudden urgency to have a bowel movement and an inability to control it.
Really?
Well, that guy obviously could not control himself.
Cure the hiccups.
And
anyway.
Caused much angst for the people around him.
I'm sure.
Thankfully, I was not.
So was that the worst story, or was
that was the worst story I saw? Could you think of much worse than that?
Well, I don't know. The toddler thing could be.
Yeah,
no,
but
I'd rather sit next to a
kids,
screaming
kids,
toddler
you know?
Than
it's,
a poopy smelling
yeah,
guy.
I would too.
All right,
I once sat in between
a poop
a father,
and a toddler,
a father and a son. I was in the middle, a father and a son who weighed a grand total of probably 800 pounds. Their bellies spilled into me.
Into your lap.
And I asked them if they would like to sit next to each other. They were like, no, we're good.
Of course, because they want to sit next to
you. I was in the middle of them.
You were enveloped.
Wedged into their bellies. Yeah, it was disgusting.
Airbags on the side. You get two airbags there.
Well, on that note, I think it's time for Joe's rant, because surely Joe can come up with something even worse.
Oh, my God. That's not worse.
Oh, my God.
Let me tell you something. First of all, congratulations to the North Carolina Tar Heels for winning the national championship last night.
That was a boring last few games.
Oh, it was. But you know what? This is what I hate about sports. I hate the pregame show hypes, okay? Everyone thinks that they know everything about sports. You get these ex-athletes on there. They wear the worst, ugliest suits that you'll ever want to see. They got those big, thick necks and those huge hands, and they talk with their hands. Yeah, they're athletes. And
well, it's not their fault they have thick necks.
I know, but I just get sick of it. They're all, you know, we don't need six guys pontificating on this game. And last night, the pregame show, they all got it wrong. Michigan.
State.
Thank you.
Joe,
Michigan
you got
State
it wrong.
I'm no worse off than that. Michigan State was absolutely going to win. Absolutely going to win, and the Tar Heels took it to them. So, any Tar Heel fans out there listening?
Wow.
Congratulations.
Well, I could see how that would make you really, really upset.
I don't watch pregame shows. I hate them. It's like it's a waste of time.
And you don't like thick necks, apparently.
Finally, no. If you're looking for a new market to target or have products for those with green thumbs, you are in such luck right now, aren't you, Kathy?
Give
yes,
me
you
a hug.
Are. Gardening. Big hit. It all started
with the season.
Tell us more.
It could be inspired by Michelle Obama's edible garden at the White House. You know,
yeah,
she has one.
There's a lot of buzz to that garden.
And, you know, the economy's down, so people are actually growing their own food to eat, make big salads. But seed sales are already up across the country, with Home Depot reporting that seed packet sales in January are up in high double digits.
Wow.
And also, companies are also using it in their marketing tactics. Campbell Soup, for instance, for the first time in its more than 100-year history, is making the seeds it uses for their soup tomatoes available to the public. And they're for free, with proof of purchase at a dedicated website. So just Google Campbell's, and you can get free seed packets from their tomatoes.
That's great. Isn't well, it cool? Sounds like now is the time to be pitching all
that's
kinds
right.
of gardening.
You know, there's a lot
products.
Of industry suppliers that sell seed packets and all kind of plantable things. And like
gardening
Joe said, hose.
Hose, you know, see?
Hose.
It made
gardening
sense,
supplies.
Emily. Does anyone here have a garden?
No.
Seriously?
Yeah.
I have a flower garden.
I have
no,
a
but
garden.
I mean like a vegetable garden.
No,
yeah,
but I have
we got a little garden.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Well, that's great. You heard it from Kathy Houston. Start
that's
selling
great.
Gardening products.
Get
We're
your
out
hose
of time
ready.
This morning. Thanks to today's sponsor, and thanks to all of our loyal listeners out there for tuning in. Be sure to check us out at the same time next Tuesday when, in honor of American Idol, we'll feature a little contest of our own. Joe,
Ooh.
Start practicing.
Are we
Until
sing?
Then, have a great
I'll
week.
Sing.